Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Vince Quinn Show, weekend overnights on CBS Sports Radio.
Whoa, is that an intro for me? I'm not used to that. That's something new. I'm Vince Quinn with you. And there you go. It's the Vince Quinn Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, I got to tell you, to be here right now, in this moment, on sports radio is it's a weird thing. It's a complicated thing. Because, obviously, you look at what's going on in this country right now and the way things have changed. And, I mean, where were we 72 hours ago, right? Like, the way everything has shifted in a very real and dramatic way, it's been hard to process. And I'm still struggling with that a bit. And we'll go through everything, right? Because it all starts when the Utah Jazz are in Oklahoma City. They're getting ready to play the Thunder. And this happens.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe.
Chaos, right? You hear people screaming in the background. Why? What's going on? What's going on here? And from there, you find out that Rudy Gobert's got the coronavirus. And shortly thereafter, you find out that the NBA is suspending the season. And the next day, I mean, everything changed, right? Like, from the NBA announcing it on Wednesday night to what happened Thursday, which was a crazy, I don't know what it was like for you, and I would love to hear from you. I mean, honestly, I'm just going to open it up right away in terms of what Thursday was like for you to sit there and experience it as all of these things were closing and how it's impacted you and in your life. 855-212-4227. That's a lot of what I want to do tonight because this whole thing, it transcends sports. I mean, we're going to talk a lot about sports tonight. We're going to talk a lot about the different elements of all of this, right? All the different leagues and what their outlooks are like and the impacts on the players and all that stuff. I want to get into all of that. But also, this thing is just bigger than sports. And so for you being out there, wherever you are, what is your life situation like? What are you dealing with? What are you going through? How has everything changed after Rudy Gobert ended up testing positive? 855-212-4227. Again, 855-212-4227. Because you do see all those things change. For me, Thursday, I wake up, and that's the first thing I'm really waking up to, is leagues starting to announce that they're suspending seasons. You're hearing about the NHL, right? You hear about Major League Baseball. You hear about college sports and the Big East tournament in the middle of a game. They just shut it down. They just stop the game at halftime. And eventually you find out that March Madness has been canceled. MLS, they're suspending the season. The XFL shuts down their season. They're an inaugural year of a brand new football league. They just shut it down. They say, you know what? We're not bothering. It's over. It's done with. We'll see you next year, folks. And they bowed out. And that's a really, it's shocking. Because you think of what sports are in this country, right? And what they mean to a lot of people. Because I know deep down on some level, it is just sports, right? Like there are bigger things. And this is one of those moments where you realize there are bigger things that go on. But in the day in, day out of our lives, in the way we look back and think about our lives, for a lot of us, sports are deeply connected to that. Friends of mine that I've had, lifelong friends of mine that I know from playing basketball with them when I was, you know, 6 years old, 7 years old playing soccer in the neighborhood. Like, that's a part of my life. Pictures of me as a kid. I'm a guy that grew up in Philly. Pictures of me as a kid, almost every picture you'll find of me, I've either got an Eagles jersey on or a cheeseburger in my hand, you know, but I've always got that Eagles jersey. Like, I just was in love with the team. I got all this gear, you know, and sports have been a very real part of my life. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm talking to you right now in this moment on the radio, wherever you are, because sports have been a major part of my life. And it's always going on one way or another, one league or another. What's the slowest part of the year? It's the summer. At the summer, regular season baseball is still rolling. You know, there is still a major league going on at that time. It's not a joke. It's not empty. It's not like, oh, what do you know, Major League Rugby. Like, not that I'm trying to really bash rugby, but you get what I'm saying. It's not like that's the only show in town. There's always something major going on. And to be here now and have had some time to sit back a little bit after all of this stuff got canceled, I mean, it's still hard to process. I'd be lying to you if I said it wasn't. Because you try to think of all of the other factors in this. One of the things that's going on right now that you're hearing a lot about is the stadium workers. The stadium workers, those people who, part-time for the most part, they show up to work the games, they rely on that income, and that's just gone. And you feel for those people. You feel horrible for those people. And luckily for them, they've had a lot of owners and players and things. A lot of people in the sports world have stepped up and said, we're going to help those people out. But for as much as you hear about those people who are getting those owners and things helping them out, there's a lot of people in this country that after everything changed, where all of the leagues shut down, and with it, the entertainment venues shut down, Broadway and Disney World and everything. It just, with a lot of stuff being shut down the way that it is, there's not a lot of people that are getting that same kind of benefit. People who are out of work now. People who are going to be questioning when their next paycheck is coming. And they're not going to have that white knight riding in as Mark Cuban is for some people in Dallas. Like, they're not going to have that opportunity. And to just sit here and realize that everything is different today than it was 72 hours ago or so is it's tough. It's tough, and I feel for you. You know, whatever you're going through right now, however this affects you, because I'll tell you, it's been impacting me for sure. There's no doubt about it. Like, I got a buddy that's getting married in 2 weeks. I don't know what's going to happen with that wedding. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to have it. I don't know if he's going to move it. I don't know if he does have it, if I should go. And what kind of problem is that going to present? I can't imagine for people who have weddings going on this weekend, how horrible that must be, how difficult an experience that must be. People who are planning to travel for whatever reason, see family or whatever. I mean, it's just, there's so many things going on right now that have been put on hold, that have changed, that are different as a result of what's going on right now with the coronavirus and how we're trying to treat this thing and treat it properly. And so to be here and handle all of this and try to handle all of this, the idea that we're not going to have sports for God knows how long. I mean, on the optimistic end, right, the NBA said, hey, see you in 30 days. 30 days, you can get through that, right? It's tough, but 30 days, like, that's manageable. Maybe that happens, but I don't know. It could be 2 months, 3 months. Like, I don't know. And to think that none of the sports will be around for that long. A lot of the elements of entertainment could not be around for all that long. It's a scary thing to think about. And I'm feeling that. And I'm not trying to put anybody in a panic here. I just want to be honest with you that I know it's going to be tough. But one of the things that you can think on, and one of the things that I bank on, is that, and this is a beautiful feeling. I don't know if you've been able to go through this before, but one of the best things that you get as a sports fan is you're in the middle of nowhere. You're on the other side of the country, right? You could be anywhere in the world. But if you see somebody and they're wearing a jersey of your team, they're wearing a hat of your team, like I was in Miami just a couple of weeks ago, I saw a guy walking down. Again, I'm a Philly guy. He came off the street, walking off the beach. He's wearing a Phillies jersey. I just go, yo, man, go Phils. He goes, yeah, man. We high five and he walks away and it was great. Like that kind of mentality, that kind of positivity, that's what it's going to be about going forward for the short term. You know, that idea, that camaraderie. And don't forget that. And remember that. Because it's going to be, you know, a crazy couple of weeks here, however long this goes. But as much as it hurts, as much as it's been tough, as much as it's confusing, as much as it's scary, I'm trying to remain positive here. And I want to try to make the most of it. And for as long as I'm on here doing shows and all, I want to be as positive as possible. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And again, we're going to talk a lot about sports tonight. We are. Right? I want to do a lot about with the different leagues and what's going on and all the different avenues that my brain has spiraled into over the past couple of days. Because you think about a million different interesting, fun, exciting, crazy things that could happen here. How seasons are going to play out and be different. What happens with off seasons? The viability of certain leagues. We're talking about college players and what's going to happen with their eligibility. And what's the deal with all those March Madness kids? What do you do? Like, how much is that going to be different? What is that impact for the NBA draft? You know, you think about all that stuff. And I want to get into all of that. And we'll do that. And again, I just want to hear, as much as the sports world has been turned on its head, I also just want to know, outside of not having sports and the, you know, the kinds of questions you might have, thoughts you might have about where this is all going sports-wise, just how it's affecting you. Like, day in and day out, what are you going through? What is it going to be like for you? Because you read things online, you see tweets. I don't know what to make of any of that. And I just to hear the human experience of what you're going through, I'm curious. I'd love to hear from you. So 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. By the way, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So here's what we're going to do is, you know, we'll get some calls and things when we come back. But also, I want to do the optimistic side of the equation when it comes to sports and the coronavirus. How soon can we get it back? That kind of thing. We're going to get to that. Again, I'm Vince Quinn with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Vince Quinn Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right.
And I'm Vince Quinn with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We've been, obviously, I mean, you got to talk about what's going on right now. We are seeing a colossal change in the way our lives are running, right? I mean, sports are a major part of what I do. They're probably a big part of what you do. What do you, like, when I go to a family party, you know what I'm doing? I stand around, I talk sports. Like, I got cousins in Maryland. And I just trash talk them all the time to the Redskins fans because it's hilarious. I'm like, how are you guys still fans of that team? You know, I just, there's always something new that's funny to talk about. So it's just, that's what we do. That's our relationship. That's what we have. And when that's gone, everything's a little different. And so, you know, realizing that something this big is going on, because you're talking about professional sports leagues. We're talking about billion-dollar industries, multi-billion-dollar industries. You can find a single team, even a bad team, could be worth $1 billion. A billion. The amount of money that these leagues, these teams are losing, as all of these games will not be played. It's astounding. And when you realize that on the most cynical level of things, right? When you realize that that level of money is being put aside right now based on what's going on, that tells you something. And so you try to figure out and pick up the pieces, and in a way you try to see when it can come back, right? And we'll talk a little bit. I've got some thoughts about the optimistic end of this. And where's it going to go? And we'll get to that in just a minute. But if you want to hop in, 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show on CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. It's sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at GEICO.com. Easy. Let's go to Willie, who's in Knoxville. Willie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Q? How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about how it's affecting my life, about how sports are in general. With the Big Four basically shut down, I normally, whenever I go home at night after I get off of work, I put on sports or some kind of one of the Big Four. I put it on and I watch that while I'm going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I'm falling asleep, that's what happens. And whenever I wake up in the morning, that's what I check on. I check on, you know, what the scores were, if I fell asleep too early, you know, or anything like that. And with the whole, I'm not going to call it, you know, what it's called. I will say it's the thing that's happening.
Okay.
I think that's a better way to put it. It's hard to try to accustom myself to a different kind of way with all this happening. I mean, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I got a question. Yeah, because here's one of the things for me, Willie, is I'm dealing with the idea that I've got to look at a lot of stuff now, and I'm questioning basically everything that goes on. And thanks for the call. What you're dealing with is, for example, I've got something tomorrow, birthday party. Not even a real, not a big party. It's going to be like 10 people sitting down for dinner at a restaurant in New York City. And I'm worried about that. You know, I'm second guessing that. Like, we just committed tonight. You know, they asked me, like, are you able to go? I was like, well, I'm free. And by the way, I'm free because I typically work at a comedy club on Friday and Saturday nights. And they told me to not come in because it's not going to be busy because the ticket sales are low. They don't need me to work. So I'm off of work because of what's going on with the coronavirus. And now I might be going to a birthday party. Like, I don't know. Should I? Is that the right thing? Like, what's the degree of going out and being a regular guy and living your life and being responsible and staying indoors and just hunkering down? Like, those are the kinds of things that I'm balancing right now. You think about that all the time. It's just, it's complicated right now. And figuring out what's right is a hard thing to do because I know this guy. I've known him for a couple of years now. I know him really well. He's basically family with my girlfriend. Like, what am I supposed to do? How does that complicate the social relationship? I don't know. So I'm thinking about all these things. Am I being too sensitive? Is it time to just go out and it's early and things aren't crazy yet and I can get by and it'll be fine? Like, that's part of the equation here. So those are some of the things that I'm thinking about right now to try to get through all this. And obviously, the more time we spend in it, we'll kind of have an understanding of what's right and what's wrong and how to go about it. But for now, I don't know. And I think a lot of people are having those questions. And naturally so. It's a complicated thing that we haven't seen before. This is not easy. And so getting through all that is tough. Now, here's the one thing, again, because ultimately you want to get back to being normal. You want to get back to those moments where everything is how it was, or at least as close to being how it was. And you want your sports back, right? Don't we all? And so when can that happen? Now, 30 days has been the line that's been trotted out as like, hey, maybe 30 days, NHL, Major League Baseball, more or less, NBA, 30 days. Is that reasonable? I would love to say that it is, but I don't know. I don't think so. You know, because one of the things that you're thinking about here is, okay, a doctor that works at the White House today, Friday, you know, in the last 24 hours, came out and said, this is probably going to get worse soon. And so what are the odds that if it's getting worse in the next couple of days or week or so, that we're going to be back to totally normal in 30 days, where you can have all of these players traveling the country to play against each other? I mean, the Rudy Gobert thing, part of the complication isn't that it's just a player on the Jazz and you just can't play Jazz games, but like everybody that the Jazz played, all of those guys are panicking, right? Some of those guys are getting tested. You're worrying about the planes that the Jazz used, and some other teams used that plane. So what kind of problems does that cause? Like, there's so many ripple effects to all of this, and the ability of it to spread if a single player's got it is enormous. So you have to be cautious here. Now, I would like for them to get back as soon as possible. And if they get back in 30 days, I think that's amazing, because obviously everything's been handled well. As a country, we've just been acting responsibly and not spreading this thing. And local governments are going to allow this to happen. That's one of the main things you got to look for, I think, when you're figuring out how soon games are going to be back on. Because for now, obviously, a lot of local governments are coming out and saying you can't have gatherings more than 100 people, 250 people, 1,000 people, 5,000 people, whatever it is. You're getting numbers like that. So that's going to be one of the limiting factors. Maybe we get to a point soon. I guess the most optimistic would be maybe within 30 days. Maybe it's good enough and they find a way with tests coming out and being more accessible that they can test all of the players and coaches and all that. And it's not something that's just totally diverting from the public, and you can test all of those people and they're clean. You know, they test negative for the coronavirus, and you can get them back out there and you play in empty stadiums. Maybe that can happen in 30 days. I'm not incredibly optimistic, but I guess it's possible. I wouldn't expect us back in stadiums in 30 days, that's for sure. But empty stadiums, totally on the table. So that's one of the things I'm thinking about here. Now, obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on. I want to get a little bit more into the NBA and Rudy Gobert and Adam Silver and how we should look at them and their status in all of this, because the NBA was everything, right? Like, this all changed. Everything started shutting down and saying, you know, offices telling you to work from home, all of that different stuff. That really took a cue from the NBA, and that's pretty amazing, right? Like, they started all of this in a real way. And so what should we make of that? You know, how important is the NBA? And how much credit do we give to Adam Silver? What do you say for Rudy Gobert and the problems that he's caused? Well, we'll get to all of that on the other side. If you want to hop in, 855-212-4227, that's how you join the show. And I'm Vince Quinn here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You can hop in on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn. You can follow me there as well. And yeah, we'll talk about the NBA and also just how's this affecting you? Like, what day in, day out, what are you dealing with? What are you wondering about? Have you gone to the supermarket? Like, what is that like? I mean, I went to a supermarket in the middle of the day yesterday, like 11 o'clock in the afternoon, or, you know, basically the afternoon, and it wasn't that bad. But I'm seeing people that are like lines around the block and all this crazy stuff. I mean, I just, what's that been like? 855-212-4227. That's how you hop in. And again, I'm Vince Quinn. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Vince Quinn Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Now, here's one of the things that I want to get into here, because with the NBA, them being the tipping point is such a fascinating thing, right? The NBA, they say, we're going to suspend the season. Rudy Gobert is sick. We're just going to drop everything, and we'll get back to you. Maybe it's 30 days from now. Maybe it's not. But you look at it, And there's a lot of fascinating levels to this because, one, it starts with Rudy Gobert and what do people make of Rudy Gobert and is he a bad guy and all this kind of stuff. I think Rudy Gobert is a guy that, I mean, really, he was reckless. He didn't realize he was reckless, but he was reckless. And he should be accountable for that. But also, I think he's very human and not reasonable, but I don't hate Rudy Gobert. I'm not sending angry tweets at Rudy Gobert. God forbid this guy jokes around a little bit. Because here's the thing. He did that on Monday. And was that a big story? Did you care? Had you seen it? Did you know about it? Because I didn't know about it until after he got diagnosed. After he got diagnosed, it was a big deal. You know, but in the moment, at the time, based on what people thought of the severity of the virus and how widespread it was or wasn't at that time, like what Rudy Gobert did looks horrible looking back on it. In the moment, how bad of a guy was he? I don't think he was that bad of a guy. I think he was screwing around. He wasn't taking it seriously, and now it bit him, and he looks bad, and he's going to have to deal with that. So that's how I feel on Rudy Gobert. But Rudy Gobert triggered all of this. Because the NBA was not talking about suspending the season. They had no interest in suspending the season. But once a player is sick, I mean, what choice do you have? What else are you going to do? Right? Because what are you going to do? Okay, everybody that's supposed to play the Jazz, well, we're just going to skip those games. What are you going to do? You're going to skip all the Jazz games and play them later? Are the Jazz just going to play 20 straight games to find out if they're going to make the playoffs or not after all the standings are done? Like, how does that work? So you can't. You think about all the other teams that played the Jazz and all the testing that had to go into those players. Like, there's so much that goes into it that the NBA literally had no choice but to suspend the league. And so, with that being the case, people look at Adam Silver right now and they're like, oh my God, Adam Silver, trailblazer, great pioneer, he's leading the way again. That old Adam Silver, he's doing the right thing. Now, he did the right thing, but he didn't have a choice, right? Like, just, now, I'm glad he did it. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad the owners eventually came to the conclusion that they couldn't play basketball right now. But to be like, Adam Silver is this brilliant savior that, like, changed everything. I mean, he was just doing what he had to. And if anything, the other leagues deserve more credit because they didn't have players that tested positive. If the players aren't tested positive, you could still make the case. Now, it seems inevitable that guys will get sick. I mean, how many players on every single team in all of these leagues? Like, it just feels inevitable that guys are going to get sick. But if you don't have anybody that's tested positive, you could be like, well, we don't have anybody that's tested positive. We're going to play in front of empty stadiums. That's what they wanted to do. That's what all of the leagues have wanted to do. But then they looked at the NBA, and they look at Adam Silver, and they go, well, this is the innovative, great pioneer, ahead of the curve guy, Adam Silver. This is the guy who makes all of the right decisions. And this is the NBA, the socially conscious league, this hip league. And so what we're going to do is, hey, if the NBA is closing their doors, well, then we're all going to close their doors. Like, I don't think they necessarily deserve as much credit for the action of shutting down, but I do give them credit for the clear and obvious value that they have in this country. I mean, they are a place that people look to. All of the other leagues clearly see the NBA as a role model. And for them to have that status and that kind of respect, I mean, it is more or less well-deserved. Because, again, I think Adam Silver, as far as commissioners go, He's a pretty good commissioner, right? It's been ugly with the China stuff, and it feels like forever ago. I mean, my God, how many months has it actually been since all the China stuff broke out, and how long does it feel? Because even Thursday felt like a week. Just the day of Thursday felt like forever. And so, you know, with all the complications of Adam Silver, generally he is a good commissioner. It is a well-run league. And that's why, you know, Rudy Gobert getting sick forces them to make the decision and all of the other leagues just fall in line. And it's a pretty surprising thing to see. And then from there, you know, you realize how great sports is and valued and respected the industry is in this country. Because when all of the leagues are starting to collapse and they're saying, all right, we're going to take time off. We're going to cancel the NCAA tournament of all things. You know, when you see that kind of stuff, you have to look in the mirror and be like, well, who are we? Who are we to be open? Who are we to tell our employees to come into work? You know, Broadway shutting down. Like, it's not a coincidence to me that Disney World and Disneyland decide to close their doors after all of the leagues come out and say, we're not playing games, right? Those leagues, the value of sports in this country is just so real and so powerful. And that clearly led to a major shift here as how we're going to be living the next couple of weeks. It's just amazing to take all of that into account. And it starts with Rudy Gobert, oddly enough. So anyway, 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. 855-212-4227. I'm Vince Quinn. Give me a follow on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn. When we come back, let's talk about March Madness. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Vince Quinn Show on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the Vince Quinn Show, weekend overnights on CBS Sports Radio.
And a fun development for those of you who have to wipe your tushy. I'm Vince Quinn here on the Vince Quinn Show. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So apparently, the toilet paper rush is so out of control, and people have become so desperate because what are we going to do all this time at home? I mean, God, the amount of devastation that must happen in offices on a day-to-day basis, I did not comprehend because it is the number one thing, it seems, that is being wiped out of every grocery store is toilet paper. They're like, well, I got to be home for 8 extra hours a day. Well, we need at least 3 more rolls a day. We're going to go through it like crazy. Okay. Man. Next time, tip the guy that cleans your office bathroom. But anyway, it's gotten so bad now that apparently people are buying bidets, which is hilarious. Now, I'm a fan of a nice bidet. Don't get me wrong. But for people to be that desperate where they're like, well, what am I going to do for these next couple? There's no way that we'll be able to get more toilet paper stocked on the shelves in the next few weeks. So I might as well just buy a bidet. Let's make the investment. That's amazing. And if that doesn't make you smile, I don't know what will. How about this? If you're somebody that is so desperate to get toilet paper and you couldn't and you bought a bidet, I would love to hear from you. I need to hear from you. 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. 855-212-4227. 4227. I'm Vince Quinn with you again here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, here's something else. Looking at March Madness, it's a fascinating thing, right, to think about March Madness just being canceled. Because for a lot of stuff, you look around, you go, okay, it's suspended. The NBA, suspended. NHL, suspended. MLS, suspended. NASCAR, postponing races. I think the Masters has been suspended. You know, like everything is suspended. We will get to this in some way, shape, or form eventually when we can. March Madness is just done. That's just it. It's canceled. It's over. It's gone. Not happening. And why is that, right? Well, it's not because the NCAA and, oh my God, the gratitude that they have. They are just, does anybody love kids more than the NCAA? I mean, man, they treat those kids so well. Treat them the best. Selling their jerseys. Not paying them a dime for it. Oh, man, the NCAA, they're just a great organization. Gotta love them. Why would they cancel the NCAA tournament? Why would they cancel March Madness, right? That seems crazy. Well, in the same way that Adam Silver didn't really have a choice because Rudy Gobert got sick and they just couldn't run the league if a player was sick, and who knows how many players previously to Rudy Gobert playing were also getting sick in that time, like you just couldn't do it. Well, it got taken out of the NCAA's hands because what happened shortly before, I don't know if you saw this, but it was shocking. Before the NCAA tournament closed its doors, what they did, they got a little notice. And it was from Duke University. And Duke said none of their teams are going to be playing. They're shutting down sports for the short term. And so that's pretty devastating. I mean, we're talking about Duke University. That is one of the biggest pillars of college basketball. And they're outright saying, as a university, so it's not Coach K, it's not specifically that program, the university is saying, we will not allow this team to compete in the tournament. And if that wasn't enough, shortly thereafter, Kansas, their administration came out and said, we're not going to have our teams travel. And so there you go. I mean, those are two of the biggest schools historically for college basketball. They're saying they're just not going to compete. And what do you do then? How many other schools could have possibly come out with statements like that following the example of Duke and Kansas? I would figure a lot. Now, the NCAA seeing those statements and probably being aware of it before they were released, you got to figure. They look at it and they go, okay, well, I guess we just have to cancel the tournament. And that's what they did. And so credit to the schools, credit to the administrations. Now, I don't think their goal was necessarily to shut down March Madness, but for them to look at their student athletes that they have an obligation to protect, to look out for, they did the right thing. And they said, we're not going to have these kids compete. I mean, you're talking about schools from all over the country, students from all over the country, and how messy that event could be, how dangerous that event could be, the level of exposure. So for those schools to step up to the plate and be like, you know what? No, we're not doing this. It's not happening. Not a chance. Respect. Like, that is not an easy thing to do. And I can't imagine the pushback for those administrators, people who, you know, they love the sport more than the university, the team more than the university. Those people, they're getting a lot of heat. But good for them. They made the right call. And ultimately, it forced the NCAA tournament to fold. Now, the other thing that follows up on that is you think a little bit, okay, well, what about the kids? You know, because the NCAA tournament, it gives so much opportunity. That's one of the best things about it, is those kids who have a great tournament and suddenly a guy that you've never heard of, they're on the map and everybody's talking about him and they're the hot prospect and teams want to talk to him. Steph Curry is the poster child of that, because I didn't know Davidson was a school until I saw Steph Curry in the tournament. Didn't know. Just hadn't heard of him. Hadn't seen him. No idea. I still don't know if I've seen him since. I just not trying to just disrespect him, but you just don't hear about Davidson. Like, he put that school on the map, and he really established himself as a guy that was a really interesting player. The tournament did that. There's so many guys like that. Kemba Walker is a guy that comes to mind for me. He had a great tournament years ago. It didn't work out as well, but Shabazz Napier was a guy that made his name in the tournament, and he got drafted, you know, in the first round. Like, what about those guys? What about those opportunities? What about those players? I feel for those kids. I do. For the guys that, whoever that breakout star was going to be, or whoever that guy was that, maybe even not a breakout star, but a guy that was like, you know, on the radar, paying attention, kind of, sort of. But then they have a pretty good tournament, game or two. They get a scout to look at them. Maybe their guy that would be undrafted becomes a second-round pick. A guy that would have to go play in China or somewhere in Europe, or go to the G League and hope to get signed onto a G League team, and instead they're with the NBA team, and they've got the status of being a draft pick compared to an unsigned guy. Like, I feel for those people. And that sucks. And should they get another year of eligibility? Right? I mean, they're getting robbed of the tournament, a lot of these kids. Should they get another year of eligibility? I wouldn't do it. And that might sound cold, because I know what the significance of the tournament is, how valuable it is, how important it is, but they played a full college basketball season, didn't they? I mean, how many teams, by the time that all of this went down, that the tournament was canceled, their season was over? They'd played a regular season, they'd played in their conference tournament, they'd lost in their tournament. It's done. Like, the year's over. Most teams were done. And so, do I feel bad for them? Yes, but I can't give those guys another year of eligibility. I just don't think it's appropriate. You can't do it for everybody. Now, the spring athletes and those people who are just getting their season started, and that is probably going to be wiped out, those kids already got it and deserve it, And good for them. That was the right thing to do. But I wouldn't give it to the college kids. For basketball, I just wouldn't do it. Maybe that makes me cold, but I just don't think it's worthwhile. I don't think it's the right thing to do. So 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. I'm Vince Quinn with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You can always hop in on Twitter. You can follow me at It's Vince Quinn. We go to the phones, and let's talk to Larry in Cleveland. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, sir. This is Larry Rodriguez. I'm a person with a disability who works for currently for Susie Soups and Deli in downtown Cleveland. And just like me, there's a lot of employees with special needs who work and like to be economically self-sustainable, like me across the country. And this affects us because we can't get out there and make a dollar because our situation is economically in precarity because the government doesn't really assist us. So we have to get out there and be economically sustainable to pay our bills.
Yeah.
And also, I do deeply appreciate our athletes. Because as a disabled fan follower, I do appreciate our athletes because our athletes keep us entertained from the problems and injustices that we face in our country. I'm also a disability rights advocate, and I can't even do my work as my advocacy work continues throughout the country or throughout the city. I can't even do that. A lot of us advocates have to stop what we're doing with our missions.
Yeah,
to wait for this situation to get over hand, and I like your show, and I always listen to you, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak over the phone. Thank you very much a lot.
Yeah, and Larry, thank you for the call, because that's part of the thing too. Like, I'm going to spend a lot of time tonight and going forward, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about sports. Naturally, it's a sports talk radio show, and as much as I like talking about other stuff, and we'll screw around a little bit, that's my job. Like, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to talk about sports. It's not like I don't like doing it, and they're forcing me to do it. I like talking about it. You want to hear it. That's why you tune into this station. You like hearing about sports, and we will talk a lot about sports. But also, there are times where, if this isn't a time, I don't know when, to realize that there are things that go on that are bigger than sports, and you realize what this means to everybody, how different things are going to be for everybody, whether it's the next few weeks or the next few months. Things are just different. And as much as it's great to talk about sports, I do feel for people. You know, there's hard things going on right now. For example, I talked to somebody yesterday. She's got a kid, special needs kid. She gets all those, like, therapies and things at school. School's going to be closed. What do you do now? It's going to be a couple of weeks with a kid that's got special needs that can't get the kind of things that she needs. Like, that's tough. And that's a hard thing to go through right now. And so I know you might be going through something like that. And I just want to let you know that it's not being ignored, that people recognize that people care about you. And all the best of luck to you as you go through all this stuff. And I just hope I can be a good form of entertainment along the way, you know? So that's what I'll be trying to do. And if you want to hop in, 855-212-4227, that's how you join the show. Let's do this real quick. Let's go to Dan, who's in Michigan. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Vince, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Earlier in the day, I went to my place where I get my beer. They were out of my 30 packs.
Is that just for you, the 30 packs?
I only buy 30 packs because it's more economical, and I can carry out two of them at once.
Smart man. Okay.
So then I went to the store tonight. I was going to buy some meat to barbecue over the weekend, and there was nothing. Nothing. No pork, no beef. There was one loin of lamb. It was like $45 for that sucker.
Oh, my God. They marked up the price because it was going like crazy?
Oh, lamb's always expensive.
Oh, man. I didn't realize it was that expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Woof.
Lamb's very expensive.
That's a pricey loin.
One frozen turkey. There was no chicken. None.
It's just gone. So what was the other stuff that was gone then? Because, like, the meat is just gone. Toilet paper there?
I didn't even look for toilet paper. I had plenty of toilet paper.
Oh, okay. You already stocked up. Good move.
There was no pasta. But here's a kicker. There was no onion powder, no garlic powder.
Really?
Five nights. And I walk through the store, and I can usually shoot a cannon through there and not hit someone. Tonight was ridiculous.
Man. Now, I believe it. And Dan, thanks for sharing that. Like, you look around at everything I've seen on social media is like, there's 5,000 people in front of a Costco, and they've been waiting since 2 a.m. to get in. It's 10 o'clock at night. Like, back to you. It's like people are treating it like the iPhone all of a sudden. Like, you know how whenever an iPhone's coming out, they're like, I've been camping outside of this Apple store for 3 weeks. I need the iPhone 10. And you're like, you're the craziest person I've ever heard of in my life. What are you doing? But people are doing that right now at grocery stores. And obviously, it's a little more warranted than the iPhone. But it's just, it's fascinating to see some of the things that are going. Apparently, onion powder, hot item right now. So there you go. If you got, stock up on toilet paper and onion powder. That's what we've learned tonight. 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. I'm Vince Quinn with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You can always hop in at It's Vince Quinn. Happy to read tweets. You can follow me there as well at It's Vince Quinn. When we come back, I want to talk about the MLB season a little bit as we go through all of the fallout from the coronavirus stuff here and what the MLB season could look like and the quality of it. That is coming up next.
You're listening to The Vince Quinn Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the Vince Quinn Show, weekend overnights on CBS Sports Radio.
And we've been talking about the fallout of what's been going on with the coronavirus. And when you look at all of these major professional leagues that are shutting down for at least 30 days, that's what they've all been saying, at least 30 days. Well, and you got to think about all the implications of this, right? There are so many residual effects, ripple effects that happen when you get something that is so structured and so regular and you shake it up entirely. I mean, the whole world of sports. You're talking about the NBA, the NHL, MLS, NASCAR, golf, the XFL. You've got all these different things going on and they just stop. Billion-dollar industries just stop. What are the effects of that? Well, we're going to get into that in just a moment because there's going to be a fascinating couple of developments that happen as a result of that. Now, I'm Vince Quinn with you here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So the main thing, the first thing you think about is the NBA in the NHL, right? I mean, their seasons are stopped right now. They've played like 60 games on average, 62 games, something like that. For all of these teams, you got about 20 games left in the season, maybe less. And now it's just put on hold. That's not an easy thing to handle. And you think about, because these seasons, they're long seasons, right? Like the NBA, the NHL, they're starting in October and they end around June. And what happens when you get what is going to be March and perhaps March and April, and you just erase that or you push it back 2 months? What does that look like? What kind of chaos does that cause? Because it's not just the idea that you're moving the games, right? But you're moving everything. You're moving all of the things that the league is based on. I mean, stuff that's written into contracts of dates that contractual things apply, cut days or option days and all that kind of stuff. It all factors in based on the typical dates of the schedule. That's all different now. And when you're getting the leagues and moving them back 2 months, like, What is the offseason of the NBA and the NHL going to look like? You know, when do they have it? How much time are they actually going to have? If this thing goes on, God forbid, and I really hate to say, I'm not trying to be like an alarmist kind of guy, but let's say it happens for 3-4 months. If it comes to that kind of road, like, what happens then with free agency? How do you do it? What is the schedule going to look like? How do you manage all of that? I have no idea. But everything is going to be so bent out of shape. And the way that it's not just these seasons and how they're split off, or even their off seasons and how they're delayed, but also the start of the following season. What do you do then? Like, are you going to have free agency? And then, like, 3 weeks later, the regular season's getting started. Like, all right, guys, we just signed a deal. Let's go. It's just like a year-round venture, essentially, where your off season is now. Can you think of how crazy that is? Like, the fallout of all of this, there's so many different avenues where things could be different here. And so you have to wonder, right? You have to wonder what kind of discussions they're having. And, like, James Graceffo, he's producing the show. And James, like, what do you think, you know, how do you expect some of this stuff to play? Is it going to be easy to move all this stuff around with the NBA and the NHL?
No, I think eventually, if we're sitting out of here for like a month to 6 weeks, and you have to play end your regular seasons, which is what I would hope they would do. I don't know if they're going to do that.
Yeah.
Now we're all spitballing here. We have no idea what anybody's really going to do, but I would hope that they would end their regular seasons, and they would play the 15 to 20 games that they have left, and you would just have a playoff. You have a playoffs, and you would probably cut your preseason and your training camps down so that you can make it up on the back end for the NBA and the NHL.
Yeah, that might be what you have to do.
Yeah.
You might just say, yeah, okay, no more, you know, we have 3 preseason games or something like that, and we're off.
And you would probably have to play in empty arenas to end the regular season. I mean, that's really what you're looking at.
Yeah, you have to figure that's going to be the case. And for some teams, they're going to be bent out of shape, and fan base will be bent out of shape. Because, for example, say you got more home games than road games in the last stretch of the schedule there, you might be like, well, hey, we don't have a home crowd. The home court advantage is not the same. And if we didn't get in, it's not fair. You know what I mean? It's like it's going to be messy to do that.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what you would pitch them is would you rather just pick a random number, and we all get to that number, and then the playoffs start? Or would you rather play, like, say if you're the New Orleans Pelicans, and you and I talked about this off the air, say if you're the New Orleans Pelicans, and you're fighting to get to that 8th spot, or either Portland Trail Blazers, what would you prefer? Would you prefer that everybody plays the same number of games, and you just shake it out from there, or would you prefer to finish your regular season with empty arenas? That's up to what you would prefer. I would hope they would say, let's finish the regular season with empty arenas so that we all get to the same amount of games and there's no need to play the season with some sort of asterisk.
Yeah, because part of the problem is, too, let's say arbitrarily they cut it to 70 games. They just go, all right, when everybody gets to 70, that's going to be it. We're just cutting 12 games off the schedule. We got to get the playoffs in. Because part of it is you got to balance when you're going to start the playoffs and how much you want to upset the off season, how much you really, you know, and how much time you can condense in that period between whenever this season is going to end, whenever the finals end, and whenever the next season is supposed to start. So when you're dealing with balancing all of that in the moment, it becomes incredibly complicated. I mean, and so if you're going to 70 games, and that's the decision they make, is we're going to eat some of the regular season games now for the sake of restoring as much normalcy as possible to next year, well, then teams are going to be like, well, hey, we're in the Western Conference, and like, we played all these games against the Lakers and the Clippers, and some of these teams that are going to get into the playoffs, maybe they don't have to play those games. Like, that's not fair. There's going to be hand-wringing that goes on,
Now you're at a point where what's fair is probably not what's feasible.
Exactly. Right? And that's part of the complicated nature of this, is people are going to be upset about fairness. But at this point, it's just getting by. Because ultimately, for the leagues, do they want fairness? Yeah. But also, I mean, you're talking about tens of millions of dollars, right? Like, you can't. They need playoff games.
I'm sure if you gave Adam Silver truth serum, he would love to be on the court tonight.
Yeah.
Right. But the reality is they can't be on the court tonight.
Yeah.
Because of real life is hit, punch them in the gut.
Well, here's what's going to happen now. All of the sports leagues, all the commissioners and owners, they're going to have a nice little conference somewhere. They're all Illuminati, right? I think that we assume they're all Illuminati.
I think we can assume the day that they are able to, they will continue play.
Yeah. No, they're going to continue play whenever they can. But what I'm thinking is maybe like they build a stadium on the moon. You know, just somewhere where it's just totally independent. They'll just build it on the moon, a space station. Just
like
a
Space Jam for real life.
Yeah, just like a floating arena somewhere where it's totally independent of people. I mean, it's the only reasonable thing that you can come up with is just a stadium on the moon.
Yeah.
Or, well, it'd be a sports complex on the moon. You need like an Olympic village on the moon. And
Has Dubai been hit by this, do you know?
Like,
that's a good
question.
Dubai.
That's a good question.
A lot of it.
Yeah, they've got a lot of space and they've got a lot of money out there.
And you know, you'd pay a pretty penny for the space, but at least you're getting games.
It's worth it.
And you're in a spot where you all want to be.
So, yeah, you dodge all of us common folk. You live away from everybody else, and you just have all the athletes living in one place and playing all the games
in
empty stadiums. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's on
the
moon.
Which I'm sure everybody wants to live in dormitories when you're, you know, tell LeBron James, Anthony Davis, look, we're all going to be quarantined in this one hotel. And it's like a dorm, and all you hear, all your friends from the Orlando Magic, they're right down the hall. All your friends from the Charlotte Hornets, they're right down the hall.
Yeah.
Not going to work.
It's like college. It'll be fun.
Nope.
It'll be exciting.
Yeah. The next thing these guys want to do is, like, get to the arena, play a game, and they want to go back home as quickly as possible. I mean, if it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
Oh, come on. Who needs a multi-million-dollar mansion when you can live in a small, cramped bedroom? That sounds like fun. But anyway, like, yeah, you're balancing all of these crazy things, right? Because for the leagues, what you're thinking about to get all this going, it's like, all right, the things that you need to cut off in order to survive. You're going to cut off regular season games. Maybe it's a few of them. Then maybe it's the whole regular season. Then maybe it's like, all right, we do a condensed playoff where it's 5-game series instead of 7. Or you cut it down from 16 teams,
yeah,
8
conference.
I'm sure networks
are going to love that.
Well,
let's condense playoff series.
But if that's what
ABC
you got to do.
ABC and ESPN. TNT, line them up for that one.
Oh, well, networks got to be so frustrated right now anyway, because, like, at least before the empty stadium stuff, they were making money on that. You're broadcasting, you're getting the ads, you can put ads on the court and whatever. Like, you can still do all of that stuff. Sponsored reads within the segment, that basket brought to you by, you know, like, they could do all that, but now they can't do that. And so, the amount of money lost from March Madness is just unbelievable. You don't make that up. So,
as soon as they're able,
yeah,
they will play. So everybody freaking out that sports is going to be gone for 6-7 months, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's really extreme. I could buy on some level like 4. If I was thinking of bad scenarios, I don't want to. I'm certainly not wishing for 4. 4 months without sports on this station will be fascinating, though. The kinds of weird things that we'll get into if we have 4 months at our disposal, like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, let's not.
I'm just a weekend show. Who knows where I'm going to go in 4 months?
I might take a month off.
Yeah, you'd probably be better off taking a month off from the show.
We'll be crossing out a month on the schedule.
Yeah, that is the right move. I don't know where you'll go. I guess you'll just sit at home.
Stay home.
Yeah, you just sit at home.
I want to stay home anyway.
Would it be really better for you to sit at home by yourself for a month and deal with this show?
Depending on what we're talking about, yeah. I'm just being honest with you.
And based on what I would be convincing myself is a good idea for this show, yeah, there's probably some things that you'd be like, this is a mistake, and I'm going home.
Can't wait to get home.
Oh, man. Well, we're doing wonderful tonight. It's A-plus radio tonight, baby.
Yeah, it's good.
We're giving the people what they we're talking about stadiums on the moon. It's what everybody wants.
And lack of toilet paper.
Yes, and a lack of toilet paper.
Which is what everybody's talking
about.
But
a rise in bidets, which is even more important. I'm a bidet guy.
At this point, if you could afford one, why wouldn't you get one?
It makes sense to me.
Right?
You ever use a bidet?
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
They're great.
They're great.
I don't want to get too graphic here, but they're great.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
I mean, it does the job. Does it wonderfully.
Yep.
No complaints. If you've ever thought about it, maybe you're scared. Because, you know,
like, you got to have a big bathroom, though. You got to have, like, a gigantic bathroom.
Well, there's also ones you can just attach to a toilet.
Yeah, but are you really getting the same experience out of that?
I mean, not the full experience, but that's the only experience I've had, you know? But it's good. It's good. I've enjoyed it.
I don't know if you're aware of the apartments in on this island, in this metropolis, but there's not a lot of room for a bidet.
Well, yeah, in New York City, there's not a lot of room for bidets, that's for
yeah.
sure.
And we're in New York City, by the way.
If all the toilet paper's gone, you got no other choice. Otherwise, I don't know, you modify your sink, get creative.
Yeah. Get leaves and just poison ivies right there.
Oh, well, that's a move, too.
That'd be
which,
great.
Somebody's desperate enough. Are you wiping your butt with leaves? 855-212-4227. That's how you join this fine program. Emmy Award-winning program. Do you win Emmys for the radio? I don't even know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't even know what award I would win. Not that I'm winning an award anytime soon.
You win a Marconi.
A Marconi. Yes, that is it. Guglielmo Marconi.
Guglielmo Marconi.
Guglielmo. I tried.
Okay.
Yeah. I did great in school when they taught me TV and radio in school. I did a great job. 855-212-4227 is how you hop in. 855-212-4227. I am Vince Quinn, the conductor of this train wreck. You can also find me on Twitter. It's Vince Quinn. That's all one word. It's Vince Quinn. Follow me there as well. And we've been talking about all the lingering side effects that are just out there as a result of all of these massive changes to the world of sports and its schedule. And to a degree, we've also been talking about how it affects you and how things change for you with all of these colossal shutdowns. 855-212-4227 is how you join the show. Now, one of the things that you have to ask yourself is all these leagues are stopping business for now. What about the players? What are the players doing? What are they up to right now? How are they handling this? That is coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.